morning. Good morning.
Hey, it's that time again.
It's that time again. It's becoming a regular thing.
And what time is it? It is 8:05 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Yes, it is. And welcome to the California Adventure District Radio Show, number 2.
Yeah, volume 2.
Volume 2. Yeah. Module 1, volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the California Adventure District Radio Show. My name is Nigel Skeet.
And James Mazzotto.
And James Mazzotto. He's my co-host. He seems to be my co-pilot here.
Brought my iPad today so I can be a good navigator.
That's good. Excellent. So this is California Adventure District. So this is Northern California, the top 12 counties.
Hooray.
Hooray. But I think we can't say anything yet, but I think there's going to be a 13th one.
Is there?
Yeah.
They're just going to slide in?
They're going to just, yes. Yes, they'd like to participate, which is great.
That's all right. I'm all for moving counties,
right?
Sliding around, right? I was just watching last night. What was it? 5 counties in the state of Oregon all voted to migrate over to become part of Idaho.
I know. I did see that. I've been following that one.
I was like, wow. I mean, our country could start being one of those like sliding jigsaw puzzles where, you know, you take there's like one empty space and you just have to move everything up, down, and around trying to build it all back together.
I think it's going to be a very interesting time. But according to that map, mm-hmm. Idaho would actually gain a beach.
Yeah. Actually, the map that I saw on the video, it actually included Redding as part of Idaho.
Really?
So it dipped down into California. So it was almost like Southern Oregon, Eastern Oregon, and Northern California all went into that category. So it actually made Idaho the third largest state in the union.
Wow.
So I guess we would do Jefferson State, and then it would absorb into Idaho.
That'd be interesting.
I know.
Yeah,
the world we live in. I love to see all these changes.
Well, in the meantime, it's still California.
I know. We'll have to change our name.
Right. And so this is the California Adventure District Radio Show. If you would like to be a part of it, you can call in at 530-605-4567. We do have a prerequisite that if Bigfoot calls, he gets precedent.
Yeah, he gets a big old sign in the studio's
That's right, and you can listen in at KCNR1460.com.
Oh yeah, okay, right. Streaming. Yeah, streaming. We are streaming all over the world.
Yep.
One of the things I know that you and I talked about, and of course I didn't do anything, and I don't know that you did because you don't have a laptop in front of you, but we're going to ask to see if we can actually get a chat room that's live during the show too at some point, right?
So I'm going to check with my CFO and see if I can get a laptop.
That if you can actually get funding for it.
Yep. We are going to have a guest at 8:30, Jennifer Finnegan from the Lassen Park Foundation. She's going to be coming in. I guess it's going to be a very eventful
summer
mm-hmm. and fall.
And I just was listening as we were coming on the air. The commercial was talking about how the government in general, federal government, was saying right in this piece just mm-hmm. before we came on, saying that it's going to be a huge blockbuster summer for outdoor summer.
That's
an outdoor summer, right? And all the parks are going to be filled up, so they actually implemented a reservation system that just went live this last week.
Right. That's right.
And they're encouraging you to go there because at some point they're saying that most everything's going to be filled up and they're going to be limiting how many people can be in these wonderful, great outdoor spaces we have throughout the United States.
Well, so many of our spaces, our locations, late last year, they were all sold out.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure who keeps track, which of our attractions here keeps track of the visitors. I know that the Shasta Lake Caverns, their numbers were way up.
Mm.
And this year, I think they're going to blow through the roof.
Shasta Caverns is really a jewel.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But their numbers are up. So if you want to go and do that, highly recommend it. At this point, I'd probably go.
Even if you live here and you've done it, you know what? Every time somebody comes to town, that's one of the places we take them, and partly because it's so cool inside, right?
Well,
like you get you get a few hours of away from the sun and the heat.
That's right. Well, speaking of which, Redding seems to be coming back into its normal weather pattern.
Right.
I think we're going to be in the hundreds this week.
Yeah, I was looking at it the other day, and it went from like a at least my weather app said, oh, it's going to just be 102. Then it went to 106. Then it went to 108. And today it's actually saying on Tuesday it's going to be 109.
Yeah.
What?
So the cool thing about doing the California Adventure District is that so we have an area now that's going to be 109, but we also have an area that's going to be in the 60s.
Mm, yeah, right.
The coast.
Ah, the Adventure District and what it can provide for you.
That's exactly right.
Something for everybody.
All kinds of weather. And so when it does get hot here,
you can migrate.
All the time, yeah, you can just literally, you know, 3-hour road trip, and you're on the coast, and you have we have 320 miles of Pacific coastline, and it's amazing. And speaking of which, on June 4th, so next week, one of the things that's opening up in Humboldt, in Eureka, is the Redding Skywalk.
Did you say Redding?
Yes, the Redwood Skywalk.
Okay.
I'm looking at the
Redding. Like, Redding Skywalk? They named it after us?
we could have a skywalk here.
I know.
But the Redwood Skywalk.
Hey, you were telling me about this. This I definitely want to do. Yes. This sounds amazing.
Yes. And so I actually wrote about it for the next issue of Enjoy.
Okay, good.
And so it is at the zoo there, mm-hmm. At the Sequoia Zoo. And it's literally a series of suspended bridges, mm-hmm. right? It's 100 feet up in the air.
Which go from like tree to tree to tree.
Tree to tree.
100 feet up. That's
100 feet up.
I mean, that's not low.
No. many of the big trees still tower away above it.
Yeah.
But you're actually above some of the trees and you walk through the trees. So, here in Redding, if it gets a little too hot for you, opening next week, June 4th, right?
That's exciting.
Is the Redwood Skywalk. And that's worth going over there just for that.
Yeah. But there's so many other things over there too, right? Like, we forget all the time, trees of mystery and, you know, I think Enjoy does a pretty good job of reaching into that market and writing about some stuff. We've done some pretty amazing write-ups. There's some really cool things too. I don't know, there's a show on one of the cable networks and I can't remember what it is, but it's a treehouse guy. He builds these treehouses for people. Have you seen those?
Yep.
And there's one over there on the coast that's a woman had made, and it was on the show. And I've tried to reach out several times to see about doing an article on that, and we haven't yet, but it's unbelievable. It's like a little mansion in the sky, you know?
It's amazing.
You know?
Well, so every time I go over to Humboldt, and I'm over there.
But you're over there all the time.
I'm over there all the time. It is one of those things that once you actually go into those trees and you actually take 10 minutes to decompress and slow down, you go, wow, this is actually an amazing place.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you go up a little further.
It is magical, in my opinion.
In between, just north of Trinidad, basically in between Arcata and Crescent City,
mm-hmm.
being able to go from the trees onto the beach.
That's
amazing. It's an amazing place.
Yeah. Yeah, I love, we love to go there. We like to take our kids. We like to go. I mean, last show we talked about, obviously the what do you call them? The oyster beds and the
happening.
Tours you can do that. I love.
So in Arcata, the Arcata Main Street Oyster Festival mm-hmm. is happening Saturday, June 26th. So maybe you could take that, turn that into a whole weekend where you do the Oyster Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
we like to go out to Samoa Island?
Yep.
I think they call it, and have breakfast.
On the dunes.
Yeah,
right.
There's breakfast out there. And this is really, it's really nice. It's nice to just have that space and that cool weather.
That's right.
You know?
Okay. So when we get back, there's actually lots of things happening here in Redding, travel related.
Okay.
You know, got new flights coming this month.
Yeah.
This would be a great thing.
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jolly good. Well, when we come back, we'll get into it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Thanks, James.
All right.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate. When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
That band is yet?
Oh no! Know what? I forgot. I'm like a goldfish, right? Right. Like as soon as I turn my head and start swimming the other direction, it's like all brand new again to me. Because I know that you were going to ask.
Well, I see you bopping your head. So.
Oh, I just like it.
Cool. Welcome back, California Venture District. Saturday, June. What is it?
28th.
Isn't
it? 29th.
It is the 29th. Time is flying this year. Time is flying this year.
Too fast,
but
actually.
You know what's great? We are opening back up.
Yeah.
And things are getting, quote-unquote, back to normal-ish, kind mm-hmm. of.
You know what? I've heard a lot of people in the store talking about how they're it's been actually difficult to kind of remember or go back. Like, there have been people that I think that are, like, shell-shocked, seriously, like, you know, some type of PTSD. Like, they can't remember or they can't feel what it was like before.
Well, I think certain industries are really hurting and will continue to hurt, right? So the movie industry, going back to the movie theater.
Yeah.
And
which I have done once with my kids.
Things like that. So I think people are heading to the great outdoors.
Yeah.
Right? And which is good for us. So speaking of which, June is going to be a great month for our area. Actually, for both of our regions. So for Humboldt, I think June 3rd is the first flight from Phoenix to Arcata for American Airlines. So they're going to have their first flight.
Phoenix to Arcata.
Phoenix to Arcata.
Okay.
Which is great, you know, for people in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a great way to say, hey, because, you know, it gets hot here, but it gets really hot in Phoenix and Tucson, you know. So the marketing there is to come and spend some time at the beach.
Mm. Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Have a cooler summer.
Yeah. So, actually, that's not a bad thing, right? Right.
Come and spend a couple days.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it's going to work. And they put a lot of time and effort into getting that flight. Mm-hmm. And it worked. And for Reading, June 17th is the first inbound Seattle flight.
Okay.
And on the 18th is the first outbound. So I think on the 18th, going to have a celebratory function at the airport.
Yeah.
The first flight.
Well, and we have the latest issue of Enjoy here. It's the June issue 177, Summer Vibes, Fun in the Sun. And we have a beautiful article, actually, in the beginning of the magazine that's on the Reading Airport and talks about Mr. Jim out there, one of the finest people I think they've ever had.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's going to be...
And done an amazing job of turning the airport around and getting us these incredible flights. I mean, most people don't realize now that we do have direct flight to San Francisco, direct flight to L.A.
Burbank.
And then also to Burbank, direct flight to Burbank.
And then...
Now coming up to Seattle, you know. And they're working on one, hopefully they...
Denver.
I mean...
Working on that.
That you couldn't ask for anything.
The only
really
problem better. Is, as we've been told, the airport may be a little too small.
Yeah, well, isn't that, you know. But if you have the opportunity, right?
Yes.
So.
No, I think it's going to be great. And
if you go to the airport now, you can see CAD in action.
That's right.
You guys have put up a big, giant 10-foot wall of...
Yep.
Welcoming everybody into the California Adventure District.
You know, the interesting thing about the Reading Airport, and same thing with Arcata Airport, but for our airport specifically, is in order for our airport to flourish, we need the surrounding areas to flourish, right?
Right.
So Reading Airport does serve Shasta County and Tehama County
sure.
and Trinity and Siskiyou and... Lassen, Modoc, Plumas,
yep.
right? So we need to be in this together, and in order for the airport to be successful, our whole region needs to be successful.
That's what California right. Adventure District right. is all about.
Right. So that starts the first inbound 17th, outbound Seattle is the 18th. We do encourage you, if you want to go and spend some time in Seattle, now would be the time to start making.
Too bad that one of the flights or the one that goes to Seattle, some of them were direct and some of them did do a stop in Arcata because you could do the connecting flight then to to Arizona.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Let's see. What else we got going on? So we were speaking of the Redwood State National Park, and that was voted the number one park in California by Travel and Leisure.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
So that was good.
Yeah, and I know there are still things we talked about last week, but they are still coming, and that's there's the Wild Mushroom Festival that's going to be coming up.
Yes.
I think that's next week, or is it even?
And then I'll get the info on that one for you. We have on June 26th, we have the Far North Summer Music Fest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually looking forward to the return of music, live music. Mm-hmm. That's one thing.
Mosquito Serenade should probably be starting up again. There's also the one in Shasta Lake City, which is music in the park that will start up. I mean, from my perspective, we're really excited. Enjoy Movies in the Park is going to be starting this coming Friday. It will be our first kickoff movie, Wonder Woman 1984. We will be at the Civic Center lawn. So mark your calendars. It's the beginning of the 2021 season. So the entire month of June, we will be at the Convention Center lawn, our Civic Center lawn. And then in July, we'll move to Anderson River Park. And we're super excited about that. You can just go to enjoymagazine.com and go to calendars. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm also happy to see that Turtle Bay seems to be I know they were kind of functioning during summertime, but now they seem to be coming back online in a good way. let's see. They have the
sorry for the noise. That was my
Welcome
wife.
To Lost Island Animal Show. May 1st through August 15th.
Mm-hmm. Which is always a good one.
Yep. August 21st through September 5th. So this is one of those things, right? So now that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
So what to do when, if you live here and you have your friends and family come visit and you actually kind of want to, you know, get them out of your house for a while.
Yeah.
Where do you send them?
And that's really what people want to do when they go on vacation. You know, they obviously want to spend time with their loved ones, but they also, if they have anybody that's younger in the household too, there's things that they need to be able to provide them to do while they're here. And yeah, Strawberry Festival's coming up. Forgot about that too. I just did a donation crate for that event. That's been going on for absolutely years and years and years. My mother-in-law participates and she always comes and asks for putting me together a raffle basket for the event.
So that's one of the things that we're working on with CAD is to do some kind of agricultural tour also.
Mm-hmm.
Farm trails.
Yeah.
But
we can help you there because we worked with our sister store down in Red Bluff that created an incredible farm trail.
Because again, one of the other things that's happening, the aftermath of the pandemic, shall we say, is people are actually researching a healthier ways to eat, right?
Well, and accountability, where their food's coming from.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, again, our region is poised to excel in that regard, too, because we have a lot of agriculture here. And have you been down to the gardens?
No.
I'll get to that.
I'm like, no. It's funny because you were talking about agriculture. When I think agriculture in Shasta County, too, I think a lot of up towards the Fall River area where they grow all the wild rice, and they also are big mint producers because they have those big wetlands up on the plateaus where, you know.
I was talking about Providence Farms. That's what
okay.
It is. Providence
yep. Farms. No. Uh-uh.
They got some. You know when you drive down I-5, and as soon as you get towards the outskirts of Reading, you see the big blue ball on the right hand side.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Is that what that's called?
Yes, right. Yeah, there's Providence Farms. And
that's a mystery always to me. I'm always like, what's going on?
And actually, what they're doing there is really, really good.
I think we did a story on it, so I am familiar with it. But
I think I'll invite them onto the show in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What they have going on there as far as recreation and agriculture is really good.
Yeah. Yeah, they put in some nice infrastructure too. I saw them when they were putting up that fence. I thought, ooh, somebody's
and they're going to be reintroducing an endangered
plant
fish.
Oh, fish
into the river.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they're actually
reintroducing it.
Yes.
Or actually, I mean, so it's not completely gone. It just needs help.
Apparently, it was completely gone from our region.
Really?
But they're going to be reintroducing it.
Oh. Huh.
It'd be a great project.
Do you remember what kind of fish it was?
You know what? I'm going to get them on.
Because you know what's really interesting? There's a great story. You can watch it on – I've watched it on YouTube, right? So it's interesting how cultures all over the world, you know, completely remote from one side of the world to the other, from the indigenous people of America, Native Americans, to the indigenous people of Kiwis.
New Zealand?
New Zealand, thank you.
Hobbits?
Yeah, so, you know, they, I guess, had, they used to have salmon, and I guess it was one of those things that kind of died out or died off, and there was this big exchange between our native cultures where we brought our salmon back over and put them in back into their streams, right? Mm. And it's culturally for them because that's where they believe that that's where they got their voice was from the salmon, the people of the land and stuff. And then what's ended up happening now is we've now just recently gone back to New Zealand to take these fish or get fish and bring them back to America because now we need them.
Now we need them.
Yeah.
So we need a lot of things.
Yeah.
Cool. All All right. So this is the end of this segment. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Jennifer Finnegan from Lassen Park Foundation.
Good.
So thank you.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
All right. Bye-bye.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
California Adventure District radio show.
Nigel Skeet.
James Mazzotta.
And
we have a very special guest.
Hello, Jennifer Finnegan.
Hello, Jennifer Finnegan.
Hi there, how are you?
Miss Finnegan, I love that.
So we have this
that.
Thing going where you get 10 points if you know what band that was.
Meh.
Okay, thank you.
He's actually, at first he was really, I think, excited for people to know, and now he's really excited that people are struggling to figure out who it is. Because
now it's a
thing.
Good game.
Yeah.
Yes. So welcome to the show, Jennifer. This is our second show.
Excellent. Welcome.
We're
Thank
infants
you.
Here.
Yes.
It should be exciting then.
Right?
No, yeah. It's good. This has become, for me, this is like a regular thing. Like sometimes I need something regular.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be interesting. So Jennifer, tell the world who you are.
My name is Jennifer Finnegan. I'm the executive director at Lassen Park Foundation. I've been there for about 6 years. I live in Cottonwood up here in the North State. Love it. Have a husband and 2 small kids, and that's me.
The Shasta County side or the Tehama side?
Shasta County side.
Okay.
So are you from here?
No, I moved up about 8 years ago from San Diego.
Ah, see,
San Diego.
There we go. So what brought you
Padres.
To San Diego?
Family. Came here to help out the parents and loved it and stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot quieter up here.
Yeah.
Great. And so how did you end up at Lassen?
They found me. I have a good friend that said, you have to go backpacking. You have to go to this park. We need everyone to know about this park and love this park and help us care for this park. Here we go. And she took me on a backpacking trip, and my legs have never hurt more. It was a wonderful trip, and I found the foundation after that, and here I am.
That's great. Yeah.
What is the foundation's purpose?
We're an official nonprofit partner for the park. Okay. Most of what we do is capital campaign fundraising. We helped fund the Komyamani Visitor Center, the rebuild of the Lassen Peak Trail. We recently built a youth camp, Volcano Adventure Camp, which goes right with your name. Thank you, California Adventure District.
Mm.
So that tends to be, 4 or 5 year projects at a time.
Sure.
The other thing that we do is we give away grants for youth groups, and we bring underprivileged kids camping to the park and offset all their camping fees and provide educational programming while they're in the park to learn about things like Leave No Trace principles, volcanology, astrobiology, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So that's really the heart of what we do mm-hmm. every year is mm-hmm. getting the next generation to the park.
Go ahead.
Does that next generation of kids, does it come from here or from all over?
All over. The farthest group we've had was Florida.
Whoa.
Wow,
yeah,
that's
the longest reach we've had.
That's
typically
cool.
They're Oregon, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, mm-hmm. That kind of range. A lot of Reno folks coming in.
What did the Floridians think of the park?
Well, they were scared because there was actually uplifting of Earth and it wasn't flat.
No alligators.
Wasn't a sinkhole.
I'm
just joking.
No, they loved it. They actually took a week and a half trip and spent 3 days at Lassen, hopped down to Yosemite, spent 3 days there and came back and finished their trip at Lassen before heading back. So they made the most of it. It was neat.
Wow.
See, I know, Yosemite is epic.
Of course, yes.
In a league of its own.
But Lassen in its own right is just as far as I'm concerned, it's right up there.
It's beautiful, yeah, mm-hmm. it is.
And if you've spent any time there, there's a lot to see that you don't really even know
Oh,
about.
My goodness, yes, the park is vast. It's
yeah.
very large.
Okay, so once you give us a little, what's happening this summer?
Okay, well, this summer at Lassen is crazy. I was mentioning earlier that Lassen was once known as the one and lonely, and that's not true anymore.
Mm.
Last year, we were discovered by Californians everywhere, and it was wonderful. Those of us who know and love Lassen have always had this kind of catch-22 of we want visitors in the park because that helps support the park.
Sure.
But then we have visitors in the park that we have to share our trails and campgrounds with, and we like our happy park. But it was really exciting to see all these new faces in the park and new visitors coming mm-hmm. and folks who have maybe never been to a national park before. And that's what we're seeing again this year. Many of those campgrounds that have been first come, first serve, you know, you can walk up early on a Friday morning and find a campground. That's not happening anymore.
Uh-huh.
You now have to get
about
on.
That this morning.
Yeah, you got to get on recreation.gov and reserve that site a couple weeks in advance at least. Many of them are just sold out for the year already. So there's going to be a lot of action.
Congratulations
up at the park.
On
yeah,
that.
Thank you.
Right?
It's fun.
I mean,
yeah.
See, what's cool about that. So you have these increased number of visitors.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I'm sure almost all of them, when they come and they check it out, they love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you have something that a whole bunch of new visitors coming and they hate it.
No, they're not going
right?
to. It's not like they're never coming back. Now they're going to be there every summer with us.
And they're surprised at how amazing it is.
Absolutely.
It's for us here, I think it's kind of been our – what are you doing? Oh. Thank you. It's kind of been our little secret getaway.
Absolutely, yeah.
I remember taking my girls up there during the summer a number of years ago when it was 110 down here in the valley, and you just get in the car, go for 45 minutes, and you can still play with some
Isn't that
snow
awesome?
On the back end.
Yeah, it's up Lassen Peak, and there's still snow.
Of course, that lasted 45 minutes, and then they wanted to go to Waterworks Park anyway.
They just throw them in. Should have just thrown them in the lake.
That happens frequently.
And and going down off season and seeing many of the people skiing and doing their thing and asking where they're from, and they were all from out of the area.
Yeah, that happens a lot. There's a lot of, and international visitors too.
Lots of international. That's you know, a big thing for Shasta. Mm-hmm. We get lots of people from China, Japan, Germany.
Yeah.
You know, it's very cool.
It's amazing.
What were the numbers last year? Do you have the numbers of how many people
I don't have the exact numbers because it takes the National Park Service a while to get those out, but I can tell you that they are preliminarily reporting that it's the biggest year we ever had, even more so than the centennial that we had in 2016, even with the National Park Foundation doing the Find Your Park campaign that was nationwide, which really pushed a lot of people to our park, but last year exceeded it.
See, who'd have known that would have been the brilliant marketing campaign a global pandemic would have turned things around for you?
But it sure worked.
That's right. Well, same thing with Burning Falls, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to them over, speaking to them, it was their biggest year ever.
Yeah.
Especially the last quarter.
Right, which causes its own set of problems. I mean, great problems to have, but still, you know, staffing levels aren't.
Well, you say one and lonely, you're just, you know, equipped for what one and lonely, right? And
right.
Then all of a sudden now we're number one.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at 300,000 to 500,000 people a year, you know, give or take. That's kind of the average, and we exceeded that in 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, that was quite a shock.
And so this year is going to be even bigger, I'm sure.
That's what they're anticipating, yeah. Yeah, they're getting ready for it. They're staffing up. In fact, right now the seasonal employees are coming in and getting trained. They'll start the in-person public ranger-led programming. I think the second week of June is when that's supposed to start. So they're getting ready. They're getting ready for visitors. Some facilities are open. Some are still in the process of getting ready to go, but we're gearing up for summer.
That's great. So one of the objectives of California Adventure District, obviously, is to increase the number of visitors to where the infrastructure can manage them, right?
That's the key, yes.
That's the key. I mean, there are many, many hidden gems that we won't publicize or put on the record because they wouldn't be able to handle.
Right.
There is no infrastructure to be able to handle increased visitors, right? Some of the secret waterfalls we have here and some of the secret trails and all that kind of stuff that couldn't handle it. So one of the objectives is to identify where we could easily improve the infrastructure and maybe where the infrastructure is already underutilized. Right? So it'd be interesting to see for Lassen, like, what's a breaking point?
Well, we're already planning for that.
Closed.
If you're not going to get a closed from Lassen. You may have a hard time finding a parking spot if you show up after 11 a.m., but it won't be closed. Right now, there's some projects coming in. There will be some public comment requested within the next, I'd say, 3 to 6 months. The park is looking at the north end of the park and infrastructure to try to prepare for the next 20 or 30 years of park life and what visitation is going to look like and do we need more parking, how is traffic flow, and
I can tell you're going to need more parking.
I believe so. I think you're right. Or some public transportation to give folks an alternative way of getting there. I mean, there's lots of things on the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything specific coming up?
I do. I want everyone to know that Highway 89 is open all the way through the park. That doesn't always happen this early in the year, but it is open.
Tells me there wasn't that much precipitation.
There wasn't that much snow. No, that's scary for our drought and fire season.
Yeah.
But the road is open. There's a couple of campgrounds that are currently open for this weekend. Manzanita Lake Campground, which if you don't have your reservation, there's, as of this morning, 2 first-come, first-served camp spots available, so get up there if you want it. There's also the Southwest Visitor Campground down by the Komyomani Visitor Center that is open on a first-come, first-served basis. The trails are open. The one exception to that is Bumpus Hell Trail, which is just fun to say. Bumpus Hell Trail.
I always like that. Yeah. Right. It's still closed?
It's still got snow in it. It's one of those holdouts that every year is the last one to open.
You would
so
think
it's
with
still
all that
snowy.
Volcanic activity, there would be heat.
There are lots of spots that are melted out, but there's chunks of that trail that are just still under snow. So when you go up there, I always tell everyone, bring layers. Wear several t-shirts, a hoodie, a sweatshirt, a parka, bring whatever, because you could start off the day at Manzanita Lake and be warm in the sun, head up to Lassen Peak, and there's the snow. So just, you know, be prepared when you go up there.
That's awesome.
Check the park's website, recreate responsibly, take care of our precious land. That's what we should be doing this weekend.
Pick up after yourself.
Yeah, please.
It's not your bedroom.
Leave no trace.
I think we may have to have a snow day here soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. This is the end of the third segment.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you. This is fun.
No, we're going to keep her over.
Oh, we're going to keep her over?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Excellent.
All right. We'll be right back.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
We are.
Woo. Last segment.
It's one of my favorite parts of being on the radio is when you're on commercial break. You get to find out a lot more about people.
I know, right? That's good. So we're here with James and Jennifer.
Lou.
Jennifer from Lassen Park Foundation.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So because our area is opening back up, and our area was definitely a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of California during the pandemic and during the lockdowns, right? Where did you go?
It was. Where
you
did
came
I?
Up here?
Yeah, everyone came up
well,
here.
Well, that was something that I found out that, you know, because you guys are federal land, the rules are different than state. And so you guys were really open the whole time.
We were. And that was, you know, that was sometimes a part of confusion for our guests that were in the park is, you know, they're expecting the state of California laws, but it is federal land. So it does have its own set of rules for safety.
Yeah.
That's really good. They had the same thing in Humboldt. Mm-hmm. They were packed. Right? The whole coastal region, they were packed.
Yeah, people trying to find somewhere safe outside to recreate and go have fun.
Go have fun. Yeah. Old campground, same thing. Yeah. All booked. All reserved.
Yeah.
It was kind of crazy. But what would be good for our region is to maintain that, because pretty soon all the other areas in California are going to be opening back up, and they're going to realize what they lost, and they're going to be doing all their marketing. And so the goal here is to maintain.
Well, hopefully all these people that have come have had a great experience and realized that there is the forgotten California, right? Like,
that's right.
And it shouldn't.
The last frontier.
Yeah, right?
We have more than one national park.
Yeah, I know.
So that is true. So within the California Adventure District combined, we have six national parks.
Yeah, right? A lot of space.
And would that be considered, have you looked to see if you could make the claim, the most dense national park?
Ooh, that would be fun.
Recreation area in America?
We'll check, and we have four national recreation areas.
Mm-hmm.
And 320 miles of coastline. Right?
You need all those trademarks.
Ooh, you've got all those good stats.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, and obviously hundreds and hundreds of lakes and volcanoes and rivers.
Well, in my thing, I mean, you know, Nigel, when he said, you know, come on the show, prepare something, right? I'm here just in case, is the Volcanic Legacy Byway.
Oh, yeah, road, that goes through our park,
which
too.
Which is, you know, directly with you, mm-hmm. and that's something that's a passion of mine. We were actually fortunate enough to be able to be hired, and we actually built the book. So there is a book.
Oh, nice.
You probably have it up at one of the...
Oh, yeah. Seen it at the Welcome Center.
Welcome Center, yeah. And this is another gem that we have here, which is basically just south of Lassen, and then it goes all the way up into southern Oregon. It's like 500 miles, and it's a loop. And It's unbelievable what you can experience doing this journey.
Well, the differences from one end of the route to the other.
So I think it says there's six or eight kinds of volcanoes in the world, and the byway has one of every type of volcano, from cinder cone to explosive to shield to whatever. And we have multiple.
Let's see if I can remember. Composite, shield, cinder cone, and the last one I always forget.
Come on, girl.
Somebody in the chat, tell me what the answer is. But they're all in our park, and that's one interesting thing about Lassen is Lassen's, as far as I know, the only national park that has all four types of volcanoes in it, so that's kind of exciting for us, too.
Okay, so this weekend, if you do want to get out and go to Lassen, you got to get out there now.
You got to get out there now. Well, you can go up for the day trip. I mean, it's only a 45-minute drive from here.
But if you want to go camping,
Get up and go early in the morning. Get in your car right now where you're listening to the show and head on up to the park.
So if it's first come, first serve, once you get there and you get a spot, how long can you stay?
It depends on when the next reservation starts. I mean, they're all different. The couple I saw this morning, one was a 2-day, one was a 3-day. So it just depends on the reservations that are already there. Yeah. That Southwest Visitor Center there's more first come, first serve spots. That one's down on the Highway 36 entrance.
Do you ever get anything where people show up and they're like, hey, you're in our spot. We have a reservation.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Kind of like an airplane seat. You're in my seat. See, it says on my ticket.
We have camp hosts that help figure that out when it happens. Yeah. A lot of good volunteers. The volunteer program in the park is huge. If you ever want to hang out at the park for a summer, look at the volunteer and park program. That's a really great way to do that. They're doing things now where they're looking for wilderness volunteers to get up and go hiking in the backcountry every day, watching out for bear safety and talking to visitors on the trail about how to take care of the trail and how to be mindful.
So you don't have a crew. You're just out hiking and being able to be present to people.
That's what this new one is. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, how fun is that? My job is to wander around the backcountry and talk to folks. It's kind of fun.
And look for bears.
And bodies.
Well, let's not go there. That's not part of it.
So we have this little unspoken, well, it's a written rule, actually, for California Adventure District. Mm-hmm. If you're hiking through the wilderness, if you're as a team, if somebody gets attacked by a bear, or you see a bear,
you help each other.
But if somebody gets attacked by Bigfoot, your goal is to take pictures.
That's a really good rule.
It is a good rule. Any Bigfoot sightings?
No. Interestingly enough, Bigfoot has never been associated with our park. Right. I guess he's never been visiting there.
Well, he's really,
well,
truly.
I can look it up on the map.
He's a northern kind of guy.
Maybe he doesn't like volcanoes. Loud noises, ash. Yeah. You know, maybe.
So one
it's
of
hard
the,
on his feet.
Could be.
One of the events that we are organizing through California Adventure District is Camping with Bigfoot.
And
you can actually go to campingwithbigfoot.com, and it'll send you to our Bigfoot page on the California Adventure District website.
Nice.
We're going to do this. We're choosing between two guides they're pretty legit, actually.
I vote for the guy that has the Bigfoot scarf on his face, where he was attacked.
The one who survived.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Well, so we are going to do this end of September, beginning of October.
Fun.
And it'll be a guided camping trip, two nights. It'll be on the border of Humboldt and Siskiyou.
Oh, beautiful.
Right in the middle
good
of nowhere.
Country, yeah.
there'll be absolutely no cell service.
I love that. That's my favorite part about hanging out in the park.
He doesn't realize I have a satellite phone.
Don't tell him.
I know. There's still a delay. But did you know that the last Bigfoot sighting was January this year?
No, I didn't know there was one
in
that
Humboldt?
Recent. Uh-huh. My goodness.
Yep.
Wow.
So that's good. So he's still alive and well, apparently. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's great. And that leads into the other event that we're putting on, which is called California Off the Grid.
This one's cool.
Yeah, right?
I mean, they're both cool. Don't get me wrong. Bigfoot's a star, but...
Well, for us, Bigfoot's like... Yeah. It's just the regular thing, right?
Yeah.
The cool thing about Bigfoot, though, he's such an urban legend that one could actually be standing right in front of you and you still wouldn't believe it.
Right?
Isn't that real?
I don't know if I saw him right in front of me. I think I believe it. I don't know if I
do. I would have to have the smell that goes along with it.
But we
what
are
does
doing,
it smell like?
Not good.
I would imagine.
Every story you hear, it's always... preceded by a really not good smell.
Oh.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. Thanks
you
for
get
warning.
An early warning if you're downwind,
that's
I guess.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So California Off the Grid.
Yes.
It's going to be a survival expedition with Britt Ahart. He's a professional survivalist. He was on the History Channel Alone.
Amazing.
So I think we're going to have four or five spots. We're going to open them up probably in the next month. We'll have the exact locations picked out in the Klamath Forest area.
Ooh, that's pretty.
And we'll drop them all off.
There you go. Good luck.
I'm trying to be one of those, and then I'm just going to do my own version of Naked and Afraid. Just tear my clothes off.
I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Good segue.
That's a good segue. Exactly. Something else that's happening, I'm sure we'll get to this a few times, but September 18th, this is great to see the mountain biking industry and events coming back online. So in Mount Shasta, you're going to have the Grinduro. Which is a great gravel grinder. As we said before at the beginning of the hour, next week, June 4th, is the grand opening of the Redwood Skywalk.
Yeah. Ooh.
Great. Did you know about that?
No.
I know.
Sounds
I'm really
fun.
Super
I want to do
excited.
That.
At the Sequoia Park Zoo. Do you know
how beautiful.
Sequoia Park Zoo in Eureka is the
oldest
zoo in California, 1907.
Yep. Oh, wow. We did a story on it.
But the Redwood Skywalk.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
Redwood Skywalk, it's almost a quarter mile there and back. It's the longest skywalk in the United States.
Wow.
And you'll be 100 feet up, and it's little suspended bridges and platforms halfway up the trees.
Have you noticed? I have to go
amazing.
To the website. Do you have to wear any type of specialty gear harness? Do you have to be clipped to a wire or anything?
No. No.
It's enclosed. They have high rails. I mean,
I know,
how they
like,
keep
I'm
you
like,
up there?
No, it's
suspension
it's
bridges.
Great.
Is it taut? Is it taut or does it sway?
There's a slight sway.
So no bouncing while you're walking. No, keep it smooth.
Maybe I'll go in there in the wintertime when there's a really bad storm. So the trees are moving. So everything's moving, right?
You really like this adventure scary
I
stuff,
do.
Don't you?
That would be cool. Yeah, I would love that.
I'd like the nice calm walkway. I'll go when it's not windy. That sounds beautiful.
I know. I'm going to make it a point to the family out there.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we're going to go out to the coast and spend a couple days there.
Excellent. So what website do I go to find out about this, Nigel?
You can go to redwoodskywalk.com and check it out.
Thank you.
Right? So one of the things we are working on with James and Enjoy is coming up with and with our friends in Humboldt, is to come up with a regional calendar, the event calendar. All
oh,
the
good.
Stuff that's happening
oh, that would
between,
be nice.
Between Del Norte and Humboldt and Mendocino.
Beautiful.
And our areas, there's a lot of stuff going on. And we just need to be prepared for it.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of visitation. A lot of things happening this summer.
A lot of visitation.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we have places like Lassen to be able to come and escape to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to, I've lived here for years, and it's always been the most underutilized place.
Not anymore, my friend. Now everyone knows the secret is out.
Yeah. Welcome to the new normal.
Love it.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.